a wide range of topics, an even wider range of views. Talk About on Radio Kerry. Interiors advice on Talk About in association with Boyles of Killorglin, the home of quality.
Now, a warm welcome back to Dulux Ireland colour expert Amanda Daunt, who joins us on the line. Amanda, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Deirdre. Lovely to be back.
Now, you're going to talk to us. Well, you're going to answer questions for our listeners, as you always
do.
Which is great. But you're going to talk to us a little bit about the Dulux colour of the year. And how recently was that announced?
So that was just launched last week. We've been introducing colours of the year for the last 20 years, where we've got a group of experts come together in our creative studio in Amsterdam in Holland and talk about what is on trend every year. And really, they come together with a colour that inspires all the trends, both socially, economically, sustainability-wise, fashion trend-wise. And they've come up with a colour for 2023, which is Wild Wonder. As you know, our colour of the year this year was Blue Skies, so that's been replaced with Wild Wonder, which is actually a lovely, glowing, upbeat tone that really celebrates and reflects the power and magic of nature. It's a colour that's been inspired by the warm tones of harvested crops, and it does have a hint of green. It's a very unusual tone, actually, quite earthy, and you could see that colour already. We're putting that colour on new builds in certain rooms. Some houses have used the colour all over. Really restful colour in a sitting room, in a kitchen, and in a bedroom, actually. It's very reflective. So it's a long history of evolving colours, and with that we then produce four beautiful colour palettes that complement Wild Wonder that can be used in various different rooms in the house. So we have lovely supporting palettes like Lush colours, Raw colours, Buzz colours and Flow colours, and within those there's probably about 10 colours in those sub palettes that all complement Wild Wonder, that can be used in all rooms, both interior and exterior wise.
And Amanda, by the way, I should have said at the outset that if anybody wants to see what the colour of the year Wild Wonder looks like, it's on our Talk About Facebook page at the moment. But Amanda, for the benefit of people who won't have access to Facebook, and I know it's a big ask, but could you kind of describe the colour to us? It's not mustard, it's not yellow, it's not gold, it's somewhere in that family though?
No, it's quite, I suppose, when I saw it first, it is very like a harvest crop, you know, wheat in the field, you know, that yellow greeny tone on the husks of the wheat. That's really what it's like. It's neither a neutral nor a green, but it does have a green undertone. Very, very earthy in some lights and very green in other lights. It's quite a nice colour, actually. But when you look at it in the flesh, it's even nicer than digitally. So we do have some lovely videos on our Facebook and Instagram pages. Also on the website, you can see all the different four palettes. You can get all those testers mixed as well, and you can get a tester of Wild Wonder mixed as well, just to see, do you like it?
I think it's lovely. Yeah, lovely, beautiful shade myself. I think it's really, really nice. Just to go off point for a moment, but still on the subject of colour, your predecessor on this slot, Ruth O'Grady, for years Ruth was saying that everyone in Kerry wanted everything painted grey for a long time. And I just wonder, is that still the case? Because grey was so, different shades of grey were so in for a long, long time. Has grey gone out now as a preferred colour of choice for interiors?
It's still very, I suppose, it's still very prevalent in the new builds, where people are still going for kitchen units that are grey, and a kitchen island would be either a darker grey than the unit colour, or a navy. They're still three very popular colours. Different variances of the grey family, and navy is huge. Definitely is pulling back. I certainly, if I was in a new build myself, if I was lucky enough to be in a new build project, I definitely would be staying away from greys, because the longevity of your true greys, which is a grey with a black and white mixed together, no undertones, is very trend focused. And when you go with trend focused colours, the longevity won't be that long, you know. Now, even though greys have been in for longer than anticipated, they are levelling off, and we're definitely seeing a move towards more the neutrals or the greiges, the greys with a brown undertone, which is much more classic, or a grey with a green undertone is classic as well. You'll get a lot more time and out of that, those particular greys, you know, they won't have a trend focus as much, but still will give you a contemporary element in your space.
And when people come to you, to the likes of yourself, Amanda, for a consultation, and they're looking for advice on paint, are they very trend driven? I mean, will there be people who will want Wild Wonder because they heard it's the colour of the year, or is it very much a matter of personal taste?
Both, really. You will have the trend clients that are very much focused on what's in the here and now, but you could also say that about them in terms of their cars, their mobiles, their fashion accessories, how they dress, their shoes, all of that. So you will always have a clientele that are very much market-led by what is in the here and now. You'll also have a section of the clientele who will be much more classic. And bearing in mind as well, not every house can take a trend colour. So when we're looking at the client may want the latest greys, or they may want what. Now, Wild Wonder, while it is on trend, it's a very classic colour. So, you know, it will have that longevity in terms of it is trend for next year, but it does have the longevity in its tone of colour, so you get best of both worlds there. But you have to always consider what is the architecture of that space. Is that room conducive to taking a contemporary grey? So we will always specify what we feel is right for that space. I will always obviously take into account what the client wants as well, first and foremost, but sometimes that doesn't always meet. So the client has come to us for advice, and we will give them honest advice as to whether those colours work or not.
Okay, exactly. And it mightn't be suitable to every home. I suppose it depends on what way the room is facing, and the amount of natural light and all of that.
Indeed, indeed. And also it goes down to their sofa choice, their flooring choice, what is remaining in that space. So they might have a very classic sofa, but yet they have an idea in their head that they want to go for a very contemporary grey, and that grey colour doesn't work with the cream sofa, for example.
Yeah.
But how we can come around that is we can give them a grey that contains a brown undertone, which is called a greige. It's a warm grey, and we will sell it to that client that it is a classic warm grey, and therefore they are still getting a contemporary look and feel, but it will work with that sofa colour.
To what extent should people, we'll say homeowners, and you mentioned a new build there, let's say someone has a new build and they've four rooms downstairs and a hall leading into a kitchen, leading into a sitting room, to what extent should the colours of each room complement each other? I mean, I presume it's not a good idea to have the four downstairs rooms all painted in four contrasting, shocking colours that don't exactly go with each other.
Yeah. Like, the majority of people who are building new builds now are going with an open plan living kitchen dining room space. That tends to be, that is the trend. You can really see it before you even see the plans, that client has gone with open living. Those three separate rooms, which they would have been originally, are now all one room. So they may realise that in time, if they go with one colour on the walls for all those three spaces, that it's quite soulless. So what we would always say to them is, and it's going to have loads of light, because predominantly it will have floor to ceiling slider doors or big windows. So it will be probably south facing, because that is their main living space that they're going to be functioning in. So if we take that particular room that would have originally had three different functions and three different dividing walls and three separate spaces, that's where we could have got in lots of colour. But because it is one space now, we really need to work with their kitchen units. So if their island has a pop of colour like a navy or a dark green or a mustard, that colour is continued into the dining room end of that room or and into the sitting room space. So that sofa might also be a dark green. There might be an occasional chair that might be a dark green if their sofa is more classic in terms of colour. And their dining room table might also have a bench that has a seat in a dark green. So by doing that, you're zoning your spaces into three different spaces, but you're connecting the kitchen with the dining room and with the sitting room. Now, you could also continue that dark green into floor to ceiling, TV presses where your TV might be housed, or there could be a rug on the ground that could also be a dark green. So you're zoning those spaces by either the accessories, the furniture, or the paintwork, be it on the walls or on the units.
I see. Okay, that's very good advice. Now, Amanda Daunt from Dulux Ireland is with us. We're talking about colour, we're talking about paint, and she's answering your questions. Amanda, this is a tricky one, but you might point this listener in the right direction. She has Chinese slate tiles in her hallway. They're gone patchy and white in places, and she's wondering what her options are. She says she doesn't fancy taking them up. She doesn't fancy tiling over them because then it wouldn't fit properly with the door and the wood on the door, etc. So she's thinking of maybe painting over them, and she's wondering what would you suggest. So I suppose, first of all, can you paint over Chinese tiles?
Chinese slate tiles, no, because their slate is actually a porous product, a porous substrate. So I wouldn't recommend painting over tiles, because you're going to have an abrasion there. With actually, you can paint over wall tiles, no problem, and we have perfect products to do that and to create an adhesion, so you can paint over those. But floor tiles, no, we wouldn't recommend, because you're going to be walking on those tiles. So each time you walk on those, you need a very, very strong surface, like your tile is already. And the paint is going to abrade off that tile, because there is nothing that can be applied to slate to actually stick a paint to it, to adhere to the paint, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So I think her best bet there would be to get a specialist flooring company to come out to her and look at resealing the existing tiles, the existing slate that she has. She might be able to get a sealer that would actually bring the life back to those tiles.
Okay, very good. That's a good suggestion. A texter wants to know, what colour paint would you suggest for a long, narrow hall that has a beige carpet?
Okay, so long, narrow, that traditionally means that lady or that customer will probably have a bungalow. So long and narrow, you're relying on doors to be open from other rooms to create light into that long, narrow hallway. So a beige carpet is actually quite neutral, so you've got lots of options. This might be a nice opportunity to try a tester pot of Wild Wonder, because it's light enough for a long, narrow hallway. There's another lovely colour from our Moda collection called Little Heron, which is a warm grey. So a grey with a brown undertone would actually pick up the tones from the beige on the wall. And that's light enough that you could paint your walls and continue the colour into your ceiling. So by doing that, you have no difference between your ceiling starting point and your wall finishing point. You will elevate the height of the ceiling by painting your walls and your ceiling a light colour. So I would recommend either Wild Wonder, test it out and see, do you like it in that space, because that would work with beige. Little Heron from our Moda collection. If you want to go back to more of a neutral colour, Papyrus from our Easy Care collection is a very good neutral.
Actually, yes. That I was going to say, when I saw that question coming in, I was thinking that Wild Wonder would be gorgeous with a cream carpet, Amanda.
Could be lovely.
Beautiful.
Could be lovely, yeah.
A listener says, I have a small, narrow hall. I have wallpaper on top of timber, but the paper is very dark and makes my hall look even darker. It's plain paper, and I was wondering if I could paint over the wallpaper.
Okay, so you've wallpaper over wood, which doesn't make sense. Okay, so what I would actually suggest is the wallpaper could be taken off the wood. Okay, what is the wood underneath? Is the wood panelled? If the wood is panelled, it might be nicer to actually use a water-based satin wood, which is relatively flat. Our diamond satin wood is very good, can be mixed into lots of colours. And I would just bring that back, your skirtings, your architraves, your doors, your wooden panelling, if it is wooden panelling, take away the wallpaper. Painting over wallpaper is never advisable. If it's an embossed flat wallpaper, you can paint over it. If it has a shiny surface, by painting over wallpaper, it will bubble. So you might be better to remove it all together, bring it back to its original. And if it's got wooden paneling, you could paint that wooden paneling out. If it's long, small, and narrow, again, similar colours. Your papyrus can be mixed into a water-based satin wood. We've got some gorgeous colours from our heritage range. Quartz grey is lovely. Romney wool is a really lovely one that can be mixed into our eggshell, our heritage eggshell finish. If it's MDF board behind the wallpaper, a clever idea there would be to use wooden beading on top of the MDF, and that gives the illusion that it's panelled, and you can still paint that with an interior satin wood or an eggshell or a high gloss, but I would go to satin wood or eggshell if you can.
I'm just going to take one more, Amanda, and this again is a very interesting one. A listener thinking of painting their kitchen units, and they're thinking of going cream on top and olive green on the bottom. Now, I presume by that they mean the top presses would be green and the bottom ones would be olive green, but anyway, cream on top, olive green on bottom. But the question anyway, in any event, is what colour would complement those colours on the walls?
Okay, so it depends on what colours you actually select for your units first before I can advise on the wall colour. So if you are going with an olive green, there's a very good green from our heritage range called Veranda Green. It's a very good one. If you're looking for something a little bit more olive than that, Gatehouse is a really, it's more sage from our Easy Care collection. And I would suggest using either the Heritage Eggshell for your heritage colours. So the Veranda's green is from Heritage, the Gatehouse is from our Easy Care collection that can be mixed into a diamond satin wood. If it's a darker green, you're looking at Mallard green. So again, they're all different variances of green, okay? So we don't need to know exactly what type of green you go for first before I can specify what goes on the walls. If you're looking at a cream, a very good cream would be China White. Or if you want to go with something deeper, the Wishbone White from Heritage, again, available in the Heritage Eggshell would be good. Then if you go with something like that, you could go a lighter version of the green than what you've chosen for the units would be nice. Or you could go with a neutral altogether that would complement the two, the top and bottom units. And again, it depends on what flooring you have. A light warm grey, something similar to Little Heron from Moda or Romney Wool from our Heritage collection would be good. But again, you'd need to select the cream first and the green. And then once I know what they are, I can give you better advice on the walls.
Perfect. Well, I presume that the new Wild Wonder colour and lots of other colours will be available in paint stores all over the county, and indeed at Boyles of Killorglin in particular, where they give great advice on paint colour. Amanda, we let you go, but it was great talking. talking to you, and thank you for bringing us up to date on all the latest decor trends.
Thanks, Deirdre. Lovely to talk to you. We'll chat to you next month.
Chat to you next month. That's Amanda Daunt there from Dulux Ireland. And as I said, do have a look on our Facebook page if you want to check out the new colour of the year for 2023. It's called Wild Wonder. I think it's lovely. I'd love to have it on my walls if I ever get around to doing a bit of painting.
A wide range of topics, an even wider range of views. Talk About on Radio Kerry.